Grainmaker.
Welcome everyone to the Grainmaker Wrestling Podcast, a Prairie Proud Wrestling Podcast covering everything from Winnipeg to worldwide. My name is Blair Pacheco. I hope you're having a fantastic day. Hope you had a great weekend, all of that stuff. We are back, we're kicking it, and we are almost done April. It is ridiculous how fast the time has flown. It's going to be May long weekend in no time. So, I mean, enjoy it while we can because the seasons are moving way too fast. Now, I am very stoked for my guest this week. You know that I am a big proponent of social media. It's a great tool for wrestlers to use, for fans to find out about new wrestlers, promotions, promoting shows. And that's how I found out about my guest this week. They're actually going to be making their Canadian debut this weekend out in Toronto. And I'm very hyped for that. I'm hyped to talk to them this week on the podcast. Joining me is none other than Layla James. Layla, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Now, I mean, we're going to talk about your Canadian debut in a few minutes, but I wanted to ask, where did the love for professional wrestling first develop with you? What was that really kind of made you a fan?
Yeah, I've always been a wrestling fan growing up as a child. I always was so inspired by the women in the early 2000s, you know, like the Lita, Trish, Jacqueline, Ivories, you know, I was really inspired by those girls. And, you know, I was just like, oh my gosh, I want to do that. And I just did my research and I was able to find out where to go. And ever since then, I've just been doing my thing.
Like it's been, you've only been wrestling for a few years, correct? Like since 2022?
Yeah. I know, it feels so crazy because like, when I did my training, I was training really hard the first year. And I was just like telling myself, like, you know, oh, I just can't wait to like actually, you know, be able to start doing this. And, you know, 2 years later, I'm just like, you know, getting booked everywhere and experiencing like a really great wrestling career.
I mean, it's been great to watch because I mean, I had mentioned before, like I checked out your YouTube and I'm watching all these matches and you can see like from the earliest ones that you were posting up until recently, just the improvements that you've been able to make in the ring and like continually growing. So like, what has this journey been like for you so far when it comes to wrestling?
Yeah. Like you said, I really thank you for, you know, discovering me and finding the improvement that I've done. But yeah, it's been quite the journey. You know, I'm still learning. I'm always working on new things. And, you know, I'm really happy. It's been like a kind of an up and down roller coaster for me because I've had moments where I just felt like, you know, I just couldn't do it anymore because it was just so like hard, because you know a lot of people don't understand a lot of the mental it takes, you know, to just be, you know, out there wrestling in front of people. And sometimes, you know, you get like negative comments, sometimes you have people that want to criticize you on your appearance or how you wrestle and say you're not good enough, and sometimes that's a lot on you. Mm-hmm. But I've been able to manage, and, you know, it really just makes me go harder. And I tell myself, you know, this is what I want to do. So, yeah. So I thank you for noticing the improvements.
Definitely. I mean, like with something like that, I mean, you mentioned some of the, like the negative aspects to it, and the mental thing it's a big thing with wrestling, trying to not getting too low with the lows and not getting too high with the highs, but still being able to celebrate everything. How do you kind of like stay on that level field and not let it get to you too much?
I gotta be honest, it is really hard, but you know, I just have to kind of like talk myself into it and kind of put like a invisible wall up to block everyone out. So that's pretty much it. I really try my best to stay around, you know, other wrestling peers that have the same goals as me, because that's very helpful. It seems like when I'm around people outside of the wrestling world, it's like a whole different thing that kind of like feels like you're kind of like taken away from, you know, focusing. So I just try to stay around just positive people and, Yeah, that's pretty much what I do.
When you first signed up for wrestling training, I mean, I know that you do have a fitness background. You're a very active person, but did you have any reservations before stepping into the ring for the first time?
No, like I said, I had did research and stuff on how to be like a wrestler. And back in the day, when Tough Enough was on, I thought that was really the only way to like be a wrestler at that time. And then when they did applications on, you could sign up on WWE and stuff. And so I never really knew that there was such a huge wrestling community until I actually like stepped into it. And I guess having such a fitness background has helped me with, being athletic and being able to, keep up in the ring. And so, yeah.
How nervous were you before having your first match? I mean, how long after training before you were able to have it, and just the overall vibe you were feeling before it took place?
So yeah, I could definitely tell I was very, very green. My first match is actually on Facebook. It's kind of like one of those things where, I mean, speaking for myself, I'm sure others can, say this, but it's like when you're finally doing it, you're just thinking like, oh my gosh, like, I'm gonna do so good. This is gonna be the best match ever. So I was having that mindset in my mind, and I was really thinking I was doing my thing. And then, 2 years later, as I can look at it now, I'm like, I can really see, like, okay, like I looked crazy. But yeah, I definitely have come a long way, especially with my whole overall look,
I mean, it's something that definitely, I mean, it stands out. Your look, I mean, seeing the ads on the posters, and like you see Layla James and you see this person's a star, like the appearance, everything about it. I mean, like I'm watching some of these matches and it's like you see you in the ring and it's like, okay, well, like it's okay, Layla's a big deal. So I mean,
Oh, really? You're so sweet.
I've talked about it with other wrestlers, and like you have like all the tools there. I mean, an incredible look, the size, the strength, and like even your quickness and moveset in the ring. I mean, it's stuff that after a few years and getting more reps, like it's the pieces just fall into place. For yourself, who have been like some of your biggest inspirations when it comes to wrestling?
Yeah, so I definitely have always been inspired by Jazz. I always speak her up, in all my interviews that I've done. But Jazz has always been like one of my inspirations because she's definitely someone that I feel like has, she's very strong and powerful. She had a lot of dominance in the ring. And I was really inspired by her and just her whole aggression. Showing her that she was that girl. And she was one of my inspirations. I as she was one of the girls that I female wrestlers that I definitely looked up to. And of course there's Chyna. Chyna's always been one of those women as well that has been very dominant. And she has actually made me feel more comfortable with the whole intergender wrestling because that's one thing, with my size and my height and all those other things that I have, my strength. And, sometimes, I kind of get criticized by that. But then when I look back at like, the girls now, the female wrestlers, the stronger ones that are coming out, like when I look at Jazz and then, now Bianca and Jade and, the powerhouse women, it really just lets me know like, okay, like there are women out here that are, that have the same look as me and they're still, doing their thing. I just don't like when people like are so like judgy about how a woman is supposed to look by like, if they're strong, they're like manly looking, you know what I mean? So, and that's always been a thing that's always happened, with society these days. But, hopefully, yeah, I'll inspire other women and let them know that you can still be strong and beautiful. And that's kind of like what I want to put out there.
It's very true. I mean, I think when you mentioned China, and as someone who lived through that era, and like, I think she took a lot of unnecessary hate and comments from a lot of people, but what she did was actually, I think, paved the way for a whole another generation. I mean, when you talk about like, you know, seeing Jade, seeing Bianca, seeing like a Jordan Grace, women who can, you know, be muscular and have a bigger build, and it's not just that you have to look one way. So I do think that it helped pave many, many doors or many, many roads.
Absolutely.
Now I kind of mentioned it before, like going through your list of matches, and I saw one against Sebastian Lachan I think it was in a mall in Pennsylvania, and like, first off, surprised that there was a mall show, but also I was blown away by how well you two worked in the ring together. I thought the chemistry was there, and it was a great storytelling with you being able to use your size, your strength, Sebastian Lachan's quickness, but then you were still able to use quickness as well, and it was a great showcase for both of you. That was a match I was very, very enjoyed by. Do you have any that really stand out to you that you are exceptionally proud of so far?
My favorite match that I've done, I would say, would have to be it was with my actual best friend, and it's not because it's my best friend, but but his name is Mr. Fancy. He's an up-and-coming, he's a wrestler too. We train together sometimes, and I feel like that was like a great match. It was kind of similar to Sebastian, because Fancy has the quickness, has the fast move set, and I have the strength. And I feel like when those two things are combined, it puts on a great show. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that was one of my favorite matches that I've done. And it actually is one of my highest viewed matches too on YouTube. So it makes me really proud that,
Yeah, I think was that the one I want to say for Rugged Pro?
Grapple Pro.
Grapple Pro, okay, that's what it was, yes. I did notice Mr. Fancy with the cat ears, and I was very much enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
So, Sharp Wrestling, you're going to make your Toronto debut this weekend. Canadian debut. How are you feeling going cross borders, whole new territory? How is Layla feeling?
I'm excited and nervous. I just never done it before, but I'm excited. I'm excited to show Canada what I got from Rochester. I'm excited. I mean, it's gonna be like a whole different world, and I'm hoping to meet some like great new exciting people, and I'm just like really excited.
I mean, it's a great opportunity. And I mean, so this is, something 2024, we're a third of the way through. It's a big deal. When you look at the rest of 2024, do you kind of have anything that you really hope to accomplish before the year wraps up?
Yeah. So maybe get a couple more belts under me. I am still currently a women's champion for 814 Wrestling. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to maybe, gain some more goals. Definitely be in more cities. I still have yet to be, I would love to be in Vegas. I'd love to be in North Carolina and Cali, Atlanta. Those are some cities that I would definitely love to wrestle in. So, that's pretty much, hopefully 2024 will bring me more opportunities. If I were to choose an actual wrestling place that I'd love to be on, I would love to wrestle for Impact if I could. Mm-hmm. So Impact is definitely the goal, or WOW. So
yeah, nice.
Those two.
Yeah, I think WOW is one that it doesn't get enough kind of people don't know about it enough because it has like regular TV. You see some of the best wrestlers on the indies taking part of it. So that's a great shout out for that. Good job.
Yeah.
So, I mean, okay. We've talked a little bit about wrestling. I have to ask because I saw up on YouTube, celebrity boxing. How did you get involved with this? Because this is not something that it seems like a lot of people are doing, but I want to know how this all came to be.
So, it was kind of like, knowing a person that knew a person type of thing. So basically what happened was, you know, I have a family member that is part of the celebrity boxing. Like he is like an assistant of the owner, person that owns it, Damien. They were looking for a fighter for Brady. And everyone kept backing out. So they asked me if I'd be interested. And I was like, sure. You know, I'm always down for trying new things. It's funny because I always thought about doing MMA, but I never really, you know, took action into doing it. So I was just like, okay, well, I'll definitely try. So I only had like about 30 days to really get myself prepared, which is definitely not a lot. So it was really crunched, especially since I was also still training with wrestling. Mm-hmm. But I was really literally like exhausted. I was literally doing one after the other. I was doing boxing in the afternoon and then straight after go right to wrestling practice. And I was doing that for like a whole month. It was like the worst, but like when I have my mind set on something, I just definitely do it. So, but you know, for my first time, I feel like I did a pretty good job. It definitely was a great experience. I'm still part of the roster. They're actually working on having me back, this upcoming, summer. So I'm really excited about that. They actually have had a couple other, wrestlers, that have been on there too. That just recently, I can't really remember the name right now, but they've had a couple that have been on there.
I feel like during one of your matches, wrestling matches, one of the commentators mentioned that you had some training in boxing. Is that correct?
Yeah, for the celebrity, but yeah, okay. So basically when I prepared for celebrity boxing, I was having someone train me
with
boxing to be prepared for the celebrity boxing.
I wasn't sure if it was like you had like boxing history before that. So I was like, okay, well, just to find out what out of the boxing training surprised you most, because like a few years back, like I took some classes with boxing and like, it's fun. It's a great workout. I think that one of the biggest surprises that you will ever have is when you get punched in the face for the first time and you're not expecting it. But for yourself, what was that like when you kind of decided to take it on and you're adding this another level of training?
Yeah, so it's quite funny because, you know, in wrestling, you know, it's the strikes, everything is just different, how you have to strike. And, you know, I was so used to striking a certain way. You know, you can't just strike as how you normally would strike as if you were to be in an actual fight. So I had to, like, be able to mentally turn things off and on from wrestling strikes to boxing strikes. So it was a little bit difficult for a little bit, but it was kind of a lot to kind of handle. I do know that if I were to do it a little bit longer, I definitely would be better. The cardio was a little bit intense because I was doing like a lot of running on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. So that was a lot. That was pretty much the things that I had to do to prepare myself.
You had mentioned the thought of possibly doing something like MMA. Is that still a possibility for you?
Yeah, so that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, so I actually so the thing is, it was with wrestling, like I'm not afraid to like get hit or like to hit someone, like with wrestling. But it was really strange because when I was doing the boxing, when I was just practicing, it felt so weird, like hitting someone when I was sparring. It just felt like really weird, like I didn't want to hurt them or something. So it was really weird because I don't feel that way when I'm in the ring with wrestling. But so yeah, and I'm sorry, what was that that you asked?
Oh, if there was any thought of ever doing MMA.
Okay, yeah, so MMA, I don't think so, but like I do know that I have thought about doing it's called LFC, lingerie fighting. You heard of that?
Yes.
So yeah, so I actually have thought about doing that. They did put me on the actual like roster, but I haven't actually had the chance to actually be on yet. So I'm definitely hoping that's another thing that I hope to do for 2024 is to get my feet wet in that. But I definitely think that would be something I'd be into because, I love wearing lingerie. I mean, what girl doesn't? And I thought it would be very fun to wrestle and fight in lingerie. So, yeah.
Hey, I think one thing that I have always promoted was like I want wrestlers, I want people involved with wrestling. I want them to get paid. I want them to make money because why would you not want them to? So I mean, hey, if you can get it, by all means get that money. So it's just one of those things.
Thank you.
One more thing I have to ask about boxing because I know like I hate there was things that I absolutely despised when I was doing it. What did you hate the most when it came to the training?
I just did not like doing all the running, honestly. Like I had to be on the treadmill a lot, and I really don't like doing that, even though I really should, but like I never really liked cardio
No,
like
not at all.
that. So yeah, so I don't know, I just wasn't feeling the whole treadmill. I actually really enjoyed doing the sparring. That was fun. I just had to break my fear a little bit into actually hitting someone because it was just kind of like it just felt weird. But I was able to break out, especially when I actually had the fight because I had like an adrenaline rush and I was like able to do it.
After the fight, did you like? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of adrenaline pumping through you, going through you, but like after it ends, what is that like? Because I mean, I know the fight ended after a couple rounds, but like, is it a massive adrenaline dump? Like, how are you feeling coming out of that?
So yeah, I definitely I kind of feel the same as if I were to finish a wrestling match. I'm kind of just like, okay, yeah, I did it. And then I kind of like I sometimes get all in my head and I always think like, okay, well, I hope I did okay. I hope I was good. I hope everyone liked me. I always have those thoughts. So that's kind of like what was going through my mind because it was my first time. In the moment I felt like I was really good, but like afterwards I have, thoughts about it,
It's tough not to always like second guess the things you were doing in there and just kind of like believing in yourself. It's a tough thing when it comes to, I mean, almost doing anything, you know? I mean, we talked a little bit about your fitness. You are a fitness coach. When did you kind of start your journey into fitness?
I started my fitness journey 6 years ago. I was actually a little over 200 pounds and I just started working out. I was doing workout DVDs. I don't know if you've heard of Insanity, but that's kind of like what helped me with getting me in shape. So I was doing Insanity and I was getting results. And then as I was getting results, I was posting them online on Facebook and people were just like, wow, how did you get like that? And so many people were asking me like, could you work me out? Could you do this? And so I just thought to myself, why not just do a class like at a park. So I started at a park and I posted, you know, free workout class. You know, I did it and I was so like excited by how many people were so into it. So then I decided to get my certification as a fitness instructor and I just did my thing and I ended up working for a fitness center called Exercise Express, which I did for a couple of years, and then COVID happened and everything just kind of like fell off after that. So currently right now I'm still in the process of rebranding myself with fitness. Just trying to figure out where to exactly put it, but I still do give people advice and tips when people ask me. So
I want to ask, I mean, it's not something that gets brought up too often because it's a few years since it was as a, I don't want to say effective, as it was such a big deal a few years back was COVID. You are someone who really, you like to put yourself out there, try new things. And when COVID happened, I mean, that it shuts down the world. So how were you kind of staying at like an even keel through this where everything is kind of shut down and you're such an active person?
yeah, it was a little challenging. But you know, I stayed active and at home. You know, I was doing some workout stuff at home. You know, I really just kept myself busy with reading. You know, I really it was a lot to like just be home and not be able to do anything, but I was able to manage, and I'm just so happy that is over because that was like,
It was exhausting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that I'm a very like outgoing person. Like I enjoy my quiet time, but I still like knowing that if I want to go somewhere, I can. So,
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you mentioned starting your fitness journey off of the Insanity DVDs, and I mean, I know when I first was I was, you know, 290, 300 at one point growing up. And then I was like, I want to get in shape. So I started running. And that was my thing. It was a effective way, you know, maybe
Well, you
didn't do
look
it the
great.
best. Oh, thank you. That was a long time ago. I've bounced around since then, but it's one of those things when you first start, sometimes you don't always know how to do things properly. And what was that discovery like for yourself when you're finding out, you know, like about lifting weights and all these different things that can help kind of you reach your fitness goals?
Yeah, so when I was doing the Insanity program, I kind of like just fell into just straight like those types of like HIIT workouts. I was always so afraid to touch weights because I just thought it would make me like be like this huge muscular person. And you know, I still wanted to be fit and in shape, but I didn't want to look like huge. But it actually doesn't. You know, I've learned what to do, what sort of things to work out. You know, weights can really like shape your body. So I've just you know, learned on how to be able to train myself to be able to, you know, do those things.
Did you have any aspirations to do any fitness comps or anything like that?
Like bodybuilding.
Yeah, bodybuilding or
Yeah,
yeah.
I've thought about wanting to do wellness, women's wellness,
Okay.
which it's definitely it's a competition that's focused more on the quads and the glutes, and that's kind of like my sort of thing that I would like to do. So I've had thoughts about it, but you know, I'm always like thinking of so many things that I want to do. I just want to be able to like fit everything all in one, but it's just that, you know, I guess you have to do one thing at a time, but I don't want to like exhaust myself with like I did with the boxing. But yeah.
I'm impressed with like all the different avenues that your interests and all the things you want to take on. Like it's very admirable. I think like people should always be looking to like try new things, do what you're interested in, challenge yourself. So like to hear it coming from you, I think that it's very beneficial for others going forward.
Thank you.
I got a couple more for you, and then I'll let you go enjoy your Monday afternoon. But when it comes to fitness, I mean, there's so much like different information out there. If someone is going to come to you and ask for advice, what is the first piece of advice that you're going to give them?
Yeah, I definitely would say that do things for yourself. Don't listen to other people's opinions on how they feel you should look, because it's your body and it's your life. So I definitely think that you should do things for you. Definitely don't believe everything that you see on social media. You know, you got to find out what's right for you, what works for you. And I feel like when you kind of like look at other people, you know, it's good to have people that inspire you, but to compare yourself, I feel like it's not a good thing, because it could kind of make you feel like, you know, you're not good enough. And, and you know, realistically, you might not even be able to get like the person that, you know, you are inspired by, because, you know, everyone's different. Everyone's body's different. Some people have good genes, you know? So, I like to think that, you know, we as people, we are all unique and we have our own look. So I feel like if we do things for ourselves, you know, there's no one else that's going to look like us. So I feel like, you know, for me, I like to just think to myself, you know, like, I'm not going to compare myself to, you know, Nancy or Billy or, you know, Joan. You know, I'm going to just be me, because, you know, no one is me. So I have my own look. I have my own aesthetic, my own physique. So, you know, I definitely, that would be the advice that I would give.
I think that is fantastic advice. I think one of the things that when it comes to fitness and working out, all that stuff is, it's something I wish I would have known years back when I first started, was like, it's great to see results, but it's also one of those things is to like keep expectations tempered, you know, like just because if you see the number go down on the scale, it doesn't always mean it's healthy. And that's something that I think kind of gets forgotten, is you always want to keep seeing it and doing whatever it takes to get that. It can lead to very disastrous results.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I always like to ask for a match recommendation from my guests. So this is one that you personally are a fan of, whether it's WWE or something on the independents, but a match that Layla James is a fan of that she thinks that the listeners should go check out.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm going to put you on the spot for this one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. You really did. You put me on the spot. Is it okay if I choose my personal and then another one?
Yeah, by all means.
Okay. So people are going to think I'm so corny but it's whatever. Cause you know, I am a woman wrestler. So of course I love women wrestling. So of course I'm going to like, you know, watching women matches. So, but anyways, as far as my own, I would definitely tell people to check out my favorite match with my best friend, Layla James versus Mr. Fancy. I definitely think you guys should check it out, because it's definitely one of my personal favorites. As far as like a match in WWE, I really did enjoy just recently. I know it was recent, but geez, I can't even think of if it was it was the Elimination Chamber. It was the Divas Elimination Chamber. Like, I really enjoyed that match. That was recent, mm-hmm. with Tiffany, Bianca, Naomi, Liv, Raquel. Yeah, that was a great match to me. Like, I actually watched it 3 times.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, because I really liked it.
It's nice when you can find a match like that, that you can go back and rewatch it, even like, especially as quickly as that, because there's some that like, if I'm ever kind of bored, it's like, yeah, that's what I want to watch. So it's nice to have those kind of comfort matches.
Yes, and I always love watching old Royal Rumbles. I mean, who doesn't like watching those? I can watch a Royal Rumble like over and over.
Have you been fortunate enough to take part in a battle royal yet?
Yeah, so I have done a few rumbles. Yeah. I'm gonna say not really my most favorite because, you know, the indie, I mean, I guess every promotion is different, but like the ones that I've done, they don't really quite do it as how you would see like on TV where it's like one person comes out at a time. Mm-hmm. So they kind of do it like, you know, everyone all at once type of thing.
Doesn't have the same feel.
Yeah, so it's not like the same feeling. But if it were, if they were to do something like that, then yeah, I think I would enjoy that experience.
Now, for those listening, if they're not already following you on social media, first off, shame on them. But where can they find you on your social media? If there's anything you would like to plug, here's a great opportunity.
Yeah, so people can find me on Instagram, Miss Layla Bunny. That was originally my other wrestling name, but I changed it because I just didn't really. There was another, like someone told me there was another bunny wrestler or something. So I had changed it. So so Layla Jane, I mean Layla Bunny is my Instagram, but you'll see that it says Layla James underneath. And then attached is a link where you can get to my YouTube. You can get to, if you want to support my merch, I have my merch website on there. I also have my Amazon wish list on there too. So you guys can check that out as well. And that's pretty much it. Facebook, I don't have a Facebook like page yet, but you can find me on Facebook, Layla James on Facebook.
Perfect. And for upcoming shows, I mean, you have April 21st in Toronto doing Sharp Wrestling. What else do you have where the listeners can see you at?
Yeah, so I actually have another match next week in Albany. If you go to my Instagram, you'll see it's for Dynasty. I do believe I'm so horrible. I literally got this information just moments ago. So that's why I'm just like, but I posted it on my Instagram this morning. So if you go to my Instagram, you'll see that I will be in Albany next weekend. So I'm excited about that. So this rest of the month is going to be a wrestle month for me. So I'm really excited. And also IAW, which is in Virginia, I will be wrestling in May for them. They don't have a date finalized yet, but they said May is their next show. So just be on the lookout in the Virginia area. I still wrestle in Pennsylvania for 814 Wrestling. So dates will be announced for those as well. So yeah, you'll just have to follow to keep up with me.
Layla, thank you so much for joining me today on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I had so much fun with you.
Thank you so much to Layla, and thank you for checking out the podcast. I say it every time. I will always say it. I truly appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to me talk wrestling. If it's your first time listening, you can find me up on all social media, Grainmaker Wrestling Podcast, up on all podcast streaming platforms. And every Saturday, I do Four Exposure with my good friend Pluggo. That's up on the Love Wrestling YouTube page as we take a look at the world of independent wrestling. Thanks again for checking out the podcast. We'll talk soon.